Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, which is Simen Tov Yud Zayin. We are on the bottom of page Resh Pei Aleph, the page before 562. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Mutter Basias Malacha. On Rosh Chodesh, one is Mutter to do Malacha. V'anoshim Shenohago Shelo Lasos Bo Malacha Hu Minag Tov. And those women who are knowing not to do malacha, that is a good minhag. The Ramah says, "V'ma minhag lasos miktas malachos v'lo lasos ktsason." If the minhag is to do some malachos and not to do other malachos, as linan basar haminhag, we go after the minhag. So the Mishabura writes in Sefkatan Aleph, so Rosh Chodesh is mutter ba'asiyas malacha. Says the Mishabura, minhag kadmonenu luvarich es achodesh b'shabesh shelifnei Rosh Chodesh. We have a minhag that we bench Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, chutz milifnei Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. The exception is that we do not bench Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. V'remez lazeh, and the hint to this is the pasuk of Bakese Liom Chagenu. The pasuk starts off Tiku Bachodesh Shofar. It's clearly talking about Rosh Hashanah, and it says Bakese Liom Chagenu that we cover up the day of our Chag, so it's covered up. We don't bench Rosh Chodesh before Rosh Hashanah. V'yesh mekomo she'ein nohagim levarech Rosh Chodesh Av, and there are those places as well that don't bench Rosh Chodesh Av, mishum shu chodesh al puranios. Since Av is a month of bad things, so it's not appropriate to bench the month of Av. So some people leave that off as well. V'ein birchas Rosh Chodesh kekiddush achodesh shehaya milufanim. And when we bench Rosh Chodesh, it is not like Kiddush HaChodesh that they used to do when there was a Bezdin. Ela shemodiyin l'ha'olam mosa yochol Rosh Chodesh. Rather, all we are doing is informing the world when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. V'yizaru b'chol hilchos HaChodesh. And then they can be careful about all the halachos of the Chodesh. Now, what does that mean exactly? V'yizaru b'chol hilchos HaChodesh. So if you look at note number 3, they bring two opinions. Mashikosav Yizaru Bechol Hilchos HaChodesh, it's Mashman the Or Zaruah Shakavana Ledine Rosh Chodesh Atmo. There is a Ruah, it's Mashman that it's referring to the halachas of Rosh Chodesh itself. Kamo Shabir Sham Behemshach Dvarv, like he goes on to explain. Shem Dine HaTfila B'Rosh Chodesh, referring to the laws of Tfila on Rosh Chodesh, and Tainios B'Rosh Chodesh. Achein, however, Miloshen HaMachzor Vitri Mashma Shakavana Gam Lechol Hilchos HaMaladim Shabaoso Chodesh. The Master Vitri is Mashma, that the intent is also for the halachos of the Yom Tovim that are coming in that month. So either it's referring to just the halachos of Rosh Chodesh, or it's referring to the halachos of the Yom Tovim that are in that month as well. The Mishabura continues and says, Umikomakom nogu lamod bishas amiros Rosh Chodesh ploni biyom ploni, dugmas kiddush achodesh shahayim umad. So even though when we're benching Rosh Chodesh, we're not being Mekadosh the Chodesh, but still we are knowing to stand when we announce the day that Rosh Chodesh is going to be Chal, just like they would stand during Kiddush HaChodesh. Says the Mishabura of Aitis of Katan Bez, V'hanoshim Shenohagos, the Mechaber said that the women that are knowing not to do Malacha, we said that was a good minhag. Avol, im nogu anoshim ein zeh min haklal. However, if there's a place where they're knowing that the men don't do malacha, that is not a minhag at all. And then the Mishabura continues in Sefkatan Gimel, hu minhag tov, lefi shelo parku nizmein lo egel. The reason why it's a good minhag for the Noshim not to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh is because they did not take off their jewelry for the cheta egel. So meila nitan lahem Rosh Chodesh li yom tov. So Rosh Chodesh was given to the Noshim as a yom tov. That is brought down by the tour. V'yesh o ta'amim, there are other reasons brought down as well. Ayin b'al yirabba, v'ayin b'ber halacha, which we will do shortly. Continues the Mishabura first in Sivkatan Dalin. The Ramah said, if there's a minhag to do some malachos and not to do other malachos, we go after the minhag. Says the Mishabura, de bevadai me'ikara adaite dahachi kabilu alayu linhog. Because for sure, from the beginning, with this in mind, they will makabal on themselves to be nohig. V'heichad di'adinan shenogu b'stam, and where we know they would just know ikstam, not to do malacha, so ein lohem lohakel b'shum malacha, they should not be lenient about any malacha. We will see in Mitzvah Shem, note number 14, where he brings down l'maisa, which malachos the women are knowing not to do, but first we'll finish all the mishaburas, and then we'll go to the bi'ar halacha and to some notes. V'ayin bi'ar halacha. Continues the Mishnah Berura. Im haya Rosh Chodesh Neyamim. If it was a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, yesh deos ba poskim, there is a machlokas in the poskim. Yesh shekasru, there are those who write, that tzrichim lios betelim shneyamim melachtam, that the women have to not do melacha for both days of Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh shekasru dezeh talui b'minag ha-makom. And some say that in fact it depends on the minag ha-makom. If you look at note 15, he points out that l'maisa, Rav Nissen Karel, it says, shenogu ha-noshem isu melach the minhag is that whatever malachos that women are holding back from, which we'll see later, they are knowing that both days of Rosh Chodesh, and that was the minhag of the nashim in the home of Hagonah Shomaz Amon Arbach. That is also the mashmos back to the Mishabura of the Primigodim. Umikom makom, still, even according to the second opinion that it's talu in the minhag ha-makom, ein lahem lahakel rak yom rishon shel Rosh Chodesh, they would only be lenient the first day of Rosh Chodesh, shehu ha-shlomas chodesh ha-over, which is really the 30th day of the previous month, avalo bi yom sheni, but not the second day of Rosh Chodesh, shehu ikar Rosh Chodesh, that is actually the main part of Rosh Chodesh, because that is the first day of the new month. Yeshanu hagim lihisanos erev Rosh Chodesh. There are those who are knowing to fast on erev Rosh Chodesh. V'tov sheyasne bepan rishona. It's good to make a tnai the first time shemisana that you're fasting on erev Rosh Chodesh. She'enu mekablu olav laso zos la'olam. That you're not making a kabbalah to do this from then on. V'shema yerelo ezapam ones, because maybe one time an ones is going to happen. V'lo yuchal lihisanos, and you'll be unable to fast on erev Rosh Chodesh. Shelo yia olav keneder, so you don't want it to be a neder. So therefore, a person should make a tnai that he's not doing this as a neder before he fasts the first time on erev Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Mishnah Berura. V'tov shemishem misane, it's good for one who is fasting, yanig atzmo lahashlem ha-tainis ad alaylo, he should complete the tainis until it is nighttime, until tzeisa gochavim, kein mashmem el yirabah, so it is mashmem el yirabah. Umakomos chalukim yesh b'inyan zeh, however, there are different chalukim in different places. V'akol lefi koach ha-odam, and each person has to go according to his koach. V'chein mashma b'magen Avram, and so too it's mashma from the Magen Avram. Yeah, however, b'makom sha'usim mimenu tainis tzibur, in a place where they make erev Rosh Chodesh into a tainis of the tzibur, v'karim v'yichal, and they lane the laning of a yichal, which is the laning of a fast day, v'hunim ne'imoyim, and you're counted amongst them, b'vadai tzarech l'hashlem, for sure you have to complete the fast till tzitzak ochavim, v'afilu imchal b'erev Shabbos, even if it is chal on erev Shabbos. V'ayin l'kamon simit tovkuf samichvav sevbeiz of a mishabura sham. V'yesh nohogim lasos l'mincha seder yom ha-kippurim katan. There are those who are knowing to do on erev Rosh Chodesh at mincha the seder yom kippur katan. V'tan l'shem zehu, and the reason for this name is l'fim ad-i'isa v'prichadash, like the prichadash brings down. D'maram kordavero zal hoya kore osu kippur katan. D'maram kordavero called it yom kippur katan. L'fi shebo mischaprim avono shakala chodesh, because on that day on erev Rosh Chodesh, we are getting kapara for the sins of that whole month. Dumya de seir shal Rosh Chodesh, like the seir that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. Ukedamrina b'musaf, like we say in the Tefillah of Musaf, zman kapara l'chol todosam. That Rosh Chodesh is a zman of kapara l'chol todosam. Ukedekasav habesose b'simen tovchav gimel b'shem horachos chayim. Kikinui todosam, the nickname of todosam, koi ala chadashim. It is going on the Chadashim, so Zman Kapara L'chol Todosam is a man of Kapara for all the months. Rotzalomer means to say, Ki Olas Rosh Chodesh Hayso Bo'al Todos Yimei Achodesh. At the Ola of Rosh Chodesh was coming because of the happenings of all the days of the month. Ad Kan L'shon HaPrichodesh, till there is the Lashon of the Prichodesh. V'kosav HaMogen Avram, the Minag Tov Lomar Slichos. Says the Magen Avraham, it is a good minhag to say slichos on erev Rosh Chodesh, haynu Yom Kippur Katan, referring to Yom Kippur Katan, kodem tefilas ha-mincha before mincha. U'bemakom sha'omrim divrei kivushim, and in a place where they say divrei hasorus, words of Musar, yomru gam kem kodem tefilas ha-mincha, it's good to say that also before mincha, so you get into the proper mindset for mincha. U'bizmaneinu ha-minhag lomer ha-slichos achar tefilas ha-mincha, b'zakta mishabura, in our times, the minhag is to say the slichos and Kippur Katan after Mincha. Continues the Mishnah Berura. Imchol Erev Rosh Chodesh Biyom Shabbos. If Erev Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, meaning Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday, so Erev Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Makdimin Lehisanos Biyom Chamishi, so we move the fast of Yom Kippur Katan up till Thursday. V'imchal Biyom Shishi, but if Erev Rosh Chodesh is on Friday, so Osan Sha'omrim Slichos Yisano Biyom Chamishi, those who say Slichos Yom Kippur Katan, and they fast, then they should move the fast day and the Slichos up to Thursday. V'osan She'ein Omrim Slichos, but those who don't say Slichos, they're just fasting, Yisanu biyom shishi, then they should fast on Friday. Ule'inyin hashlama, in terms of being mashlam the entire fast, ayin le'el simen reish mem tes mem shabura, sivkotan chav aleph, sivkotan chav beis. Kosov b'shalan shuvas menachem azarya. Misha misane be'erev rosh chodesh tzarech l'maher b'sudas halayla. One who is fasting on Erev Rosh Chodesh needs to rush to have a suda at night. Shelo yikanes bo kashum meuna, that he shouldn't go into Rosh Chodesh when he's in affliction. V'hainu shelo lishos acharei tzeis ha-kochavim, he should not delay time after tzeis ha-kochavim comes. Aval alko ponim tzarech lahashlam l'misha no ekeim, but at the very least, he does need to be mashlam till tzeis ha-kochavim, but then he should have the suda right away. The ayin b'magid Avram shehevi od min hagim acherim bezeh b'shem shal shenshuvas menachem azayah v'si'oso. Look in the Magen Avram that he brings down other customs in this topic, b'shem, the shal shenshuvas menachem azayah, and those who are with him. U'mesayim, and he ends off, shekol echad l'fi min hago bezeh b'inyin ha-tainus, everyone should follow whatever his minhag is, l'gabi the tainus. Ein l'shanoso l'hokel ad shiatiru lo nidro, he should not change to be lenient until he does hatara sedarim, if it is a minhag that he has been following. Kasvu asvarim, the svarim right, af misha enu misana, even one that's not fasting, mikomokom yira laso shuva biyom zeh, they should also see to it that they do tshuva on Erev Rosh Chodesh, ulasakein es asher ives b'chol achodesh, and to fix up that which they messed up during the month, mi'achar shehu yom achron shal kol achodesh, since l'maisa, this is the last day of the entire month, Kemo Erev Rosh Hashanah Mikol Hashanah, just like Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is the last day of the year, is a special day of tshuva for the whole year. So Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is the last day of the month, is also a special day of tshuva for whatever happened that month. V'oz bevada yela yom achodesh zman kaporo l'chol todosav, then for sure, it will be for him, the yom achodesh, the Rosh Chodesh, will be a zman of kaporo l'chol todosav for anything that happened in that month that passed. That is the Mishabura in Sif Aleph. I'd like to see now the Bir Halacha. I'd like to go back to page Reish Pei Aleph to see a little bit of two Bir Halachas. V'anoshim shenohagos. So the Mechaber told us that the women are nohagos not to do Malacha. Those who are knowing that way, it's a Minak Tov. Says the Bir Halacha, Tzarech in b'kavonas ha-mechaber. The intention of a Mechaber over here needs investigation. In Ledaito Alko Ponim Mitzad Minog Mechuyavos Kol HaNoshim Lino Kei Mitzachu Minog Kodum Sheim Oseim, is the Mechaber understanding that Mitzad the Minog women are Mechuyah to be Noeg Isser Malacha, Mitzad the Minog that they got from their mothers, Hechziku Bokfar, so they really have a Chazoka in this Minog, Ukeshar Dvarim HaMutarim, and like other things that are mutar, Shebenos Yisrael Kiblu Aleihem Mizmanim Kadmonim, Shebevadai Kaladaros Mukhuyavim Linokain, is it that women are locked into this minog already from previous generations? O Kavanoso Rak Lomar, or does the Mechaber only mean to say, the Isha Shenoheges Kainu Minog Tov, that a woman that herself decides to take on this minog, that is a good minog. But not that women are mechuyev to be nohig this way. Just one who taps into this minog, that is a great thing. And from the words of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who writes, the leosan shenogu v'chuli, v'chein mimashim esayim shom v'zeloshona v'hoyo lehen leasar kol melacha, they should have asked it all melacha. O lahatir v'chuli, it's mashma da'af mitzara minog einam mechuyeves kol isha linokim. It's mashma that a woman is not mechuyeves to be knowing isra malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Rak l'mi shekfar noga b'minog zeh. Only one who already is knowing to take on this minog. Avaloshu minog l'chol Yisrael, but not that it is a minog for all of Klal Yisrael. Shakol ish v'isha b'chol dor v'dor mechuyeves linokim mitzad al tito shtar simecha. It's not the pshat that all the nashim are locked into this minhag from the previous generations, just that it's a good idea and a nice idea for a woman to be knowing this way. V'chein mashmu l'chora mimagin Avram sivkaton gimel b'shem beis Yosef u'sharei poskim t'benoshe didon hadavar talui, that it's dependent on our nashim how they want to be knowing. If they want to take it on, that's great, but they're not locked into it. That is the mashmos of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Ela de be'emes af im neima shadas Rabbeinu Yerucham l'hokel bazeh. Even if you want to say the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yerucham is to be lenient in this area, mikomokom ein l'hokel. Still, noshim should not be lenient. Ki me rov ha-poskim ha-rishonim. Because for most of the poskim of the Rishonim, it's mashmish ein adar v'toloi klal b'noshe didon. It's mashmish that it's not really dependent on our noshim nowadays. Elo mitzuvos v'omdos hen mi'imoseyan midoros kedumim. Rather, they're already mitzuvos v'omdos from their mothers from previous generations. Ayin b'shiboli leket shekosav sherei kavu'uha l'chok mi'imos Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shibbolei Lekeh writes that it's already a chok kavua from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'chein das harokeach v'arzarua shekosuv b'stam. They all write stam. Noshim asarus b'malacha. That on Rosh Chodesh, women are asar b'malacha. V'chein mashma b'eshkol. So too is mashma in the Sefer Eshkol. V'chein das abud raham. V'chein mashma b'sefer amanik. V'chein mucha das rashi v'tosas b'megillah. U'b'shari mekomo shalok mashmos Rabbeinu Yerucham. So most Rishonim are mashma that it's a minuk that women are locked into that they can't do malacha. We'll see exactly which malachas we're discussing shortly, but they're locked into this minog of not doing malacha on Rosh Chodesh, but it's mashma from many, many Rishonim that it's not tolui on each individual isha if she wants to take on that minog, but rather they are all locked into it. Another point I'd like to show in the Bir Halacha is the next Bir Halacha, the Ramaskal who minag tov, the Mechaber said, so women who take on this minog, it is a minag tov. Habach koser shita acheres bazeh. The Bach actually has a different twist on this minhug. Uledvarav, according to the Bach, hay minhoga lav la'achmurei aneshaya ka'asi. This minhug is not coming to be machmir on the noshim. Ulemonam biyom zemi malochen, to hold them back from doing malochen Rosh Chodesh. Fakert rak la'akule. This minhug is coming to make it more lenient for noshim. V'hainu, that means to say, dehein ba'atzman imrotzim lasos malocha afilu malocha kveda bevadei mutaros. If a woman wants to do malocha, even heavy malacha, for sure she's mutter. Ela de'ein habal rashay lachupan lasos malacha. Rather, what it means is the husband can't force the wife to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. It's not a limitation on the nashim; it's a limitation on the anashim of what they can ask the nashim to do. Chutz mi malacha sabayis kibishul v'afir v'kadomeh. This is obviously excluding the malacha that an isha does in the house, like the cooking and the baking, etc. That is the second point in the Bir Halacha, and that is the interesting shita of the Bach. So I'd like to read now note number 14, which discusses how the poskim in our generation, or the previous generation, were noeg lagabi the isser malacha for noshim. So says note number 14 of Bizmanenu nowadays, yesh malacho shenogu hanoshim shelo la'asosan. There are certain malachos that the women are noeg not to do. V'yesh malacho shenogu la'asosan. And there are some malachos that they're noeg yes to do. Le'inyan tfira usriga. When it comes to any kind of sewing, mavur b'shal and shuva shevet alevi shenogu lesser. It's brought down in the shevet alevi that the women are noeg iser when it comes to sewing and those kinds of things on Rosh Chodesh. V'chein bebeis ha-stipler u'bebeis ha-goner shomaz in Orbach, nogu shelo lasos malachos elu b'Rosh Chodesh. The minhag was that the women were not doing any kind of sewing on Rosh Chodesh. U'le'inyan kibus begodim b'yad. In terms of washing clothing, doing laundry by hand, the minhag was that women did not do any kind of laundering on Rosh Chodesh, afilu kli lavan shelahem, even their white garments. Ach mikarov rabu hamikilim bazeh. But of late, people have become more lenient in this area. V'chein bebeis ha-stipler nogu l'hokil. In the house of the stipler, they were noeg to yes, wash clothing by hand. Meidach, on the other hand, b'sefer Yosef Ometz Kosav, she'ein lasos kvisa b'Rosh Chodesh. He says you should not do laundry on Rosh Chodesh. V'chein horu hagonor shomazam in Orbach, an hagonor v'lyashiv, an hagonor chayin kinyeski. They all said not to do laundry on Rosh Chodesh. U'mikomakom b'shas ha-tzorech, in a time of need, v'shomazam said, she'ein nimnom l'chabez beged echa b'yadayim. Then you don't have to hold back from washing one garment by hand. But you see from all these posts, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Eliyashiv, Chaim Kanievsky, all say that women should not be doing laundry on Rosh Chodesh. Till here we're discussing doing laundry by hand. What about using a washing machine? Ulechabes begodim b'mechonat kvisa. In terms of washing clothing in a washing machine, da'as agonu shomazan orbach she'ef shel hakel. Shomazan says you can be makel. Kevin she'em bazeh shum tircha b'shas akibus. Because the whole point is not to do melacha, not to be burdened with it, but when you're washing clothing in a washing machine, it's not so much of a tircha. That is the opinion of Shomazan Orbach. Me'idach on the other hand, da'as agonu chayim kinyeski, she'ap b'mechonat Chaim Kineski says you should not do laundry even in a washing machine on Rosh Chodesh. Women, but he adds on, it is okay for the woman to put the clothing in the washing machine, and the husband will just press start. Even though really you can use a washing machine, he also writes it's better for the man to press start. Rav Nissen Karel says even more machmir. He says that's not even proper for the husband to be pressing the start button. So that is the discussion over here. So many are noheg that the women do not do the laundry. Some are noheg, they do all the hard work and they separate the colors and they put them through the washing machine, but they have their husbands pressing the button, which actually causes the cycle to begin. So that is the discussion over here about washing clothing and different things. So really, all that's brought down over here is that the minhag of nashim is areas of sewing and areas of laundry, but beyond that, we don't really see limitations in the minhag of women not doing melacha on Rosh Chodesh. We'll stop here, and we'll continue mitzvah Hashem with Siv Beis tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.